Jeremiah 43. After the 10 days silence of God, Jeremiah had faithfully reported to the inquirers the answer of God, but the remnant of the Jews simply did not believe him. Then spake Azariah the son of Hoshea, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the proud men, saying unto Jeremiah, Thou speakest falsely, the Lord our God hath not sent thee to say, Go not into Egypt to sojourn there. But Baruch, the son of Neriah, setteth thee on against us, for to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they might put us to death and carry us captives into Babylon. So Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces and all the people obeyed not the voice of the Lord to dwell in the land of Judah. But Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces took all the remnant of Judah that were returned from all nations whither they had been driven to dwell in the land of Judah, even men and women and children and the king's daughters and every person that Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch the son of Neriah. And so they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Thus came they even to Tahpenes. Tahpenes in Jeremiah's day was an important fortified frontier town, some 70 miles northeast of where Cairo now stands. It is mentioned several times by Jeremiah, the first occasion being the reference in chapter 2 to the Egyptians spoiling of Israel because of their sins. Also, the children of Noph and Tahpenes have broken the crown of thy head. It was the Daphne of the Greeks, Herodotus, and was near Pelusium. The name survives in a manner in the expression Tel Defenna that attaches to a mound of ruins where in the 80s of the last century Flinders Petrie made some interesting discoveries. And this site is quite near the modern Kantara, the station on the Suez Canal where the desert railway starts for Palestine. So unchangeable are the old biblical roots. Not far away to the northwest is Zoan, always reminding us of that tantalizing puzzle in Numbers 13. Now, Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. But when was Zoan built? At any rate, the allusion appears to have been quite intelligible in the days of Moses. Here then, at Tahpenes, the disobedient remnant of Jewry settled down under the protection of Pharaoh and Egypt. But both by Jeremiah and Ezekiel, God denounced the judgment of Egypt by Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah in Tahpenes, saying, Take great stones in thine hand and hide them in the clay in the brick kiln. Hide them in mortar in the brickwork, in the revised version, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tahpenes in the sight of the men of Judah, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will send and take Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon these stones that I have hid, and he shall spread his royal pavilion over them, and when he cometh, he shall smite the land of Egypt and deliver such as for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captives, and he shall array himself for the land of Egypt as a shepherd putteth on his garment. And shall go forth from thence in peace. He shall break also the images of Beth Shemesh, that is in the land of Egypt, and the houses of the gods of the Egyptians shall he burn with fire. By Ezekiel, God declared that Egypt should become a base kingdom and should never lift up itself among the nations. And in relation to Tarpanes, among other places, God said he would give them up to Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, for wages, for the service that he had served against Tyre. At Tarpanes the day shall be darkened when I shall break there the yokes of Egypt, and the pomp of her strength shall cease in her. As for her, a cloud shall cover her, and her daughter shall go into captivity, and thus will I execute judgments in Egypt, and they shall know that I am the Lord. It's in Ezekiel 30. In 1886, the author and his family were attended by a clever but very rationalistic doctor, and many friendly battles took place over the truth. Just at that time, Flinders Petrie was engaged in excavating the fort at Daphne, or Tarpanes, and he found in front of the building a large brick pavement, which would appear to be the very spot where Jeremiah hid the stones at the commandment of God. The doctor admitted that the find was at any rate apparently a striking confirmation of the truth of the book of Jeremiah. In any case, the monumental facts of history remain that Nebuchadrezzar did conquer Egypt, and that Persians, Greeks, Romans, and others have lorded it over the country ever since, as God has said. He shall also break the pillars of Beth Shemesh, that is, in Egypt, and the houses of the gods of Egypt shall he burn with fire. It's verse 13 in the Revised Version. Beth Shemesh literally means house of the sun, or in Greek, Heliopolis, city of the sun. And we are told that in the Middle Ages, the place was still called Ein Shems by the Arabs. It is identified with a well-known site a few miles northeast of Cairo, where one pillar still stands as a memorial of the vanished glory of the place. It is well known to tourists and has often been described. It is the On, or Avon, of the Old Testament, where anciently Joseph sojourned. After his advancement to power by reason of his interpretation of Pharaoh's dreams, Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah, and he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipherah, prince or priest of On. Of this princess were born Ephraim and Manasseh. This, of course, was long before Jeremiah's day, being more than 1800 years BC, but the national history from Joseph to Jeremiah would be more or less well known, and the contrast between Joseph's faith and hope and disposition and that of the remnant of Judah in Jeremiah's day must have occurred sadly to the prophet. It is said that a fragmentary inscription of Nebuchadrezzar records his victory over Egypt at this time, and that Josephus tells how he carried back to Babylon the captive Jews that he found in Egypt.